What was the week like? I mean, did you try to learn a little bit at a time, or did you open up the book and then kind of learn, try to learn it all as much as you could, as fast as you could?
I mean, it was, they opened up the book, and it was just about me, you know, learning as it went on. Obviously, we have game plan things, learning those specific things for the week. And then just, you know, getting comfortable in the certain plays that I would be running, and then just going out and executing after that.
So how comfortable do you feel now compared to, like, your first game 2 weeks ago?
I feel like I have a really, really good grasp of our playbook.
How much does
the blocking have to factor into whether you're going to play a lot more third downs?
You talking about pass blocking?
Yes.
I mean, it really comes down to knowing your assignment. If you don't know who you're going to block, you can't be out there. And so it's about, you know, knowing how the protections work, knowing who we have to pick up, and then after that, it comes down to executing the block.
Is that different here? No. I mean, that, right? That's just
pass pro in the league, yeah.
Jay, Frank Reich was telling us that you had a long meeting with Deuce Daly one of your first days here, and Deuce came out and gave Frank the thumbs up that this guy knows what he's doing. Can you tell us about that meeting and what went on there?
Yeah. It was crazy. A lot of long nights the first week here. Me and Deuce just staying in the books, and you know, he was doing a great job of just, you know, giving me a lot of information. At times it almost felt like it's a lot, but you know, like I said, I was able to grasp everything, and he made it real, real simple for me. And you know, it was really good to have them to feel comfortable to throw me out there that week, because I really did not want to go into that bye week without. Having played in the game, I was going to be itching, so I was glad it all worked out.
As someone who grew up in Frisco, what's the significance of playing in Dallas this weekend?
This is a special one for me. I mean, I won't lie, you know, growing up in Texas, in my household, the Cowboys were on the TV quite a bit. And it's funny, my mom's actually an Eagles fan, so she was super psyched when I got here. And now it's like I've got all my family. I mean, most of my family is in Texas, and then growing up there, family, friends. So I have a lot of people going to be at this game. It's exciting to get this opportunity to go and kind of showcase what I can do in front of my family back home in Texas.
How did mom become an Eagles fan?
I mean, you know, in Texas, it was like a split household. My daddy was on the Cowboys side. My mom, she loved Donovan McNabb. That was like her favorite player. So, you know, she always was rooting for the Eagles. Obviously, when I went to the Dolphins, we all became Dolphins fans, and now it's the Eagles household all the way. So it's exciting to you know, be on my mom's team. She's psyched and all that, and to get to come back to Jerry World. I actually played there in high school my senior year, so it's kind of like a special homecoming. I know my high school coaches and everyone have been kind of texting me and contacting me and letting me know that they're happy and excited. This week.
Was it tough for your dad to convert to being an Eagles fan?
No. I mean, like I said, once I got drafted, it was the team I'm on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my support system is amazing. My parents and, you know, they've kind of figured this whole thing out as I have, the trade and everything. And, you know, they've been supportive 100% of the way.
You talk about Jay, your mom was a fan of Donovan McNabb. She must have been aware of Deuce Daly. He was here too. What's it like for her to know he's now your coach and you're working with him every day?
Yeah, I mean, she, I don't know if she knew Deuce too much, but I did. Just knowing, you know, what he did for the Eagles, and I can have memories of watching him play for the Eagles. And so when I figured out that was going to be the RB coach, obviously that was exciting for me, because I knew one, it was a guy that's done it before. He's been in the fire, and he's had a great career. He's won the big game. And so to know that's going to be the guy teaching me every day, and the running back room that we have, I knew it would be a great, great opportunity for
me. When you talk about pass protection, what do you know? Do you talk about DeMarcus Lawrence and how they try to set him up? I mean, some of you are going to have to be aware of when you're out there.
Yeah, I mean, I know Tank. That's my college teammate. I've had a lot of great run-ins with him at Boise. Now he's playing lights out in the league, and we got to respect that. You know, he's been doing great this season, and we'll definitely have a great game plan for him.
Do you have an idea about how many people are going to come to the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I know I've got about 20 tickets down right now, but I know for sure there'll be more than that at the game. So I'm pretty excited to have a good crowd of the DFW area where I grew up in the States. So it should be a good turnout for me.
Hey, Jay, your touchdown came on an outside zone run. Why do you like the outside zone so much?
That is the play that was called, and it was blocked to perfection. I mean, what can you say? You just hit the hole, you get that much space, you got to get in the end zone. And so, you know, it's something I've been doing in my career, when we're able to do that same kind of scheme here. So it's just been good.
As a running back, obviously, like, as the season gets into December and if you're still playing in January, do you see, like, the running attack becoming, like, even more important than it is now? I mean, is that something that, you know, especially if you're playing in a cold weather city like this,
often? I mean, in our room, in the RB room, we definitely, you know, pride ourselves on being able to take over games and being dominant on the ground to where, you know, we can keep defensive mismatch. And obviously, as the season's go on and as it gets later in the year, defenses do wear down a lot more, and so you definitely want to be able to have that great running game, you know, in the playoffs and leading into the, you know, the big game. And so I think for our room, it's just about the consistency, about you know, just every week just going out with that same mentality of dominating and being physical and leaving our mark on the game every time and trying to be the best group out there. I think that's what we pride ourselves on. That's what I pride myself on. And, you know, that's our mentality every week.
And does it also help knowing that you don't have to be, like, the one carrying it 25, 30 times a game? I mean, although you can and you have, you know, with you and McGarrett, you know, primarily, I mean, does that make it easier, better for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great dynamic that we have. You know, all of us have our special niches and special talents that we have. And, you know, whoever's out there, it's about not missing a beat. And whoever I'm out there, I know I'm going to give it everything, and I know those guys will as well. And that's what Deuce trusts, you know, all of us. And, you know, however the game plays out, whoever's out there, it's just about, you know, showcasing and using your opportunity to take advantage of it.
And so fans are asking about number 36. That's a popular number here in Philly. What's the background for how you got that number?
It was the number that was open. Definitely, you know, don't want to step on toes, because I do respect Westbrook's legacy here and everything. I think most likely it's probably will be my only year in the 36, barring a number opening up this next year. But you know, I'm a, you know, try and live up to the same standards that Brian Westbrook set, you know, in a number. And you know, it's just, it was the number that was open, so I just, you know, I took it.